بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يصبح على كل سلامة من أحدكم صدقته. Still in this chapter of making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the importance of virtues and various types of zikr. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every morning, each day, new day that we get in our lives, for every joint in the body, a person has to give sadaqah for it. There are 360 joints in the body, and a person should give a sadaqah for this. Sadaqah also is that it's treatment. Just like before, the pious and the righteous, whenever they used to fall ill, then according to hadith, treat your sick people by giving sadaqah. They should find out how much that treatment will cost. Then instead of taking the treatment, they should give so much in sadaqah. Our people who became first to South Africa, Indian people, and they ordered goods from India, from England particularly, they should not take out insurance on that. But that amount of money they should give away to the poor, that was their insurance, their sadaqah. And Allah protected in that. So sadaqah of every joint of the body also. This the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, according to other narrations, also found it difficult to give 360 sadaqahs every day. So they inquired, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, فَكُلُّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Every subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar we read, that is also sadaqah. Wa kullu tahmidin sadaqah. Every alhamdulillah. Wa kullu tahleelatin sadaqah. Every la ilaha illallah is also a sadaqah. Wa kullu takbiratin sadaqah. Every Allahu Akbar is also a sadaqah. Wa amrun bil ma'roof sadaqah. And you tell somebody to do a right thing, that is also sadaqah. Wa nahyun anil munkar. And to stop somebody from the wrong, that is also sadaqah. And it comes in other riwayat, to remove something that will cause harm to somebody from the road, that is also sadaqah. To show somebody directions, that is also sadaqah. Somebody is loading his car, you help him put in something. That all these small things are also sadaqah. وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ رَكَتَانِ يَرْكَعُهُمَا مِنَ الضُّحَى. And if a person make two rakats of salat to dhuha chashed, then this is sadaqah for all the 360 joints. And the time of chash starts immediately after a person has finished his ishraq namaz. If a person's niyat is to make two or four rakats of ishraq and he has completed that, now the time of chash starts already. The best time is about an hour before zawal time. But the time starts immediately after a person has finished his ishraq. So we should try and read this namaz also. And particularly people who have got joint problems, arthritis, gout, etc. And for this, normally we find people have tried many remedies, but it does not help. Try this remedy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of reading chashed namaz. وعن أم المؤمنين جويرة بنت حارث رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج من عندها بكرة حين صلى الصبح. Hazrat, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Juwayriya bint al-Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anha, says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the house after she had finished her Fajr namaz. And normally, a woman read Fajr, but early also, that is as soon as the time set in, then they read their Fajr, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the house at that time. وَهِيَ فِي مَسْجِدِهَا. And she was sitting in the place where she made her Fajr namaz. ثم رجع بعد أن أضحى. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came after finishing his salat to dhuha chashed namaz after the time of chashed. That means round about zawal time he returned. So from the time she made her fajr, which was also a bit early, right up to the time of chash time, of zawal time. وَهِيَ جَالِسَةٌ. And she was still sitting in her place, making her dhikr tasbihat. فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما زلت على الحال التي فارقتك فيها عليها. Are you still in that same position how I left you in the morning? You are sitting making your zikr, your tasbih, etc. And we know that women moreover like to make their zikr, read their ma'amulat, they have got their pansuras to read, they have got all their things and they like to do that. So this is common with women, and she was sitting from Fajr right till Zawal time doing that. قالت نعم, she said, yes, I've been engaged in ibadat all this time. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لقد قلت بعدك أربع كلمات ثلاث مرات. I said, after I left you, I said four words three times each, the four things three times each. لو وزنت بما قلت, and if you have to weigh this with what you have said, what I did and what you did, لَوَزِنَ بِمَا قُلْتِ مُنْدَ الْيَوْمِ, that means since the morning, لَوَزَنَتْ هُنَّ, then my words would be even more heavier than your words. In other words, there are certain words which are concise, little, and with what concentration, devotion a person sees it, says it, it is much more heavier than somebody else's ibadat, which may be much more as far as quantity is concerned. But this quality is much more greater, and that is what a person should engage himself in. Women are known to be weaker minded, so therefore that is their nature. They will read lot they will read, but when a person will read the right things, even just a little, it is more valuable. But women should not be stopped also, otherwise they will go and read love story books, they will engage in all other things. So let them carry on with their wazifas, with their tasbihat which they like to read, they should carry on. But we should realize the value of the other words. What were those four words? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Allah is pure of all faults, and all praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. Adada khalqihi, and this purity of Allah and His praises are equal to all His creation of human beings, of plants, of fish, of mountains, of seas. How much of Allah's creation? Water, so much Allah's purity and praises of Allah. Wa ridha nafsihi, and according to the pleasure of Allah, so much that will please Allah Ta'ala. Wa zinata arshihi, and according to the weight of the arsh of Allah, so much this words and this praises. We can see how concise, how compact in this few words, how much a person has done. Wa midad kalimati, and the midad of his words, the number of his words. Midad is also ink, that is the number, or the Quran Sharif says that if the seas became ink, they will not be, that ink will not be sufficient to write the words of Allah Ta'ala. Midad is also the plural of mud, and mud means a container to measure. That means in all measurement also, these words are so much more greater. So these are great words that we should try and read, and always subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi. We should try and read this regularly. Wa fi riwayatin, and in one narration it comes, subhanallah adada khalqihi, سبحان الله رضا نفسه سبحان الله زينة عرشه سبحان الله مداد كلماته. In this way also these words have been narrated, they can be read in that way also. And in a riwayat of Tirmizi it had come, ألا أعلمك كلمات تقولينها, should I not teach you some words of Allah's zikr which you should say, and you will get greater reward than all these 5-6 hours that you have been sitting and making ibadat. What were those words? Subhanallahi adada khalqihi. Subhanallahi adada khalqihi. Subhanallahi adada khalqihi. Each one separately first three times. Then subhanallahi ridha nafsihi. Subhanallahi ridha nafsihi. Subhanallahi ridha nafsihi. Subhanallahi zinata arshihi. Subhanallahi zinata arshihi. Subhanallahi zinata arshihi. And subhanallah midad kalimatihi, subhanallah midad kalimatihi, subhanallah midad kalimatihi. This is also just like saying, either say them all four words one time, repeat them again, or say one word three times at one time. Whatever it is, but commonly it is that a person should read this, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midad kalimatihi. We should try and make this a regular wazifa. We can see how valuable it is, and preferably read it three times. Otherwise, one time is also enough, but we should try and read it, as if we can do it morning and evening, even better, at least once in the morning or evening, and at least one time we should say it. These words have got great weight and are very valuable.